What the fuck?
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 Hey there, friends, it's Glenn from FakeShemp.net with another episode of What the Fuck Was That? A look at the worst of the worst of the worst and all that is worse in cinema. It's December! Time to blow the dust off Christmas movies. So go right ahead and bust out some pearlers. May I recommend Scrooged or perhaps The Polar Express? Or maybe even Miracle on 34th Street?
The original.
But whatever you do, for the love of God, don't watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation 2.
Cousin Eddie's Island Adventure. What a stupid.
Even Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo had the sense to give this one a wide berth. And so Randy Quaid takes the reins and his cousin Eddie character is given an entire fucking movie. And so where he was once that amusing side note in the previous installments, that comic relief, he's now the protagonist and fuck me, enough said. This made-for-television sequel slash spin-offs, I use those terms lightly, sees Eddie and his entire family marooned on a deserted island with an Aussie crocodile hunter wannabe. It makes no fucking sense. Eddie's character is a watered-down, pale reflection of the beloved redneck dumbfuck slob that we previously knew and loved. He's now this fucking PG-friendly, watered-down dickhead with a whole new set of moral codes and ethical values. Remember how the Griswold kids changed in every installment? You know, a new actor playing Rusty and Audrey. Well, for some astounding reason, the original Audrey is back. Yes, Dana Barron returns. God only knows why. I guess there had to be a Griswold on hand. And then there's Eric fucking Idle. He's back. Almost forgot about him. Remember, he was that bicycle rider in European Vacation who Clark kept injuring. Well, he's back and he gets stuck on an aeroplane next to Eddie. Firstly, what the fuck? What the hell is Eric Idle doing in this piece of shit? Secondly, did the writers forget that his character had run-ins with Clark, not Eddie, and yet he has a full comprehension of who the guy sitting next to him is? It's dumb. There's a green screen moment in Christmas Vacation 2 that makes Mully Grubbs look like gravity. There's an Aussie accent that makes Tarantino's Django Unchained character sound like Bill fucking Hunter. And there's enough reason to believe that this movie is the reason that Randy Quaid fucked off to Canada and lost his shit. Don't even tempt this one, not even with your mates. There is no amount of booze that can remedy this garbage. It's the cold sore on the face of Vacation. It's the current skid marks on the undies of the franchise. And it's the reason why long-serving Vacation producer Maddie Simmons deserves a mammoth fucking lump of coal. Every fucking Christmas shoved right up his fucking ass. I'm exhausted. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check in with our regular full-length podcast on iTunes, Podbean or Stitcher. We're on Facebook and Twitter, so find us and say g'day. I'm out of here. Ciao, bella.